Christ said, "And when he, the Holy Ghost, is come, he will reprove the world of sin, and of righteousness, and of judgment. Of sin, because they believe not on me. Of righteousness, because I go to my Father, and ye see me no more. Of judgment, because the prince of this world is judged." John 16, verse 8-11. The human conscience opens your heart to receive Jesus as Savior. The gift of Christ is to repent and announce you have received his gift. The Holy Ghost enters the believer the minute they pronounce that they have accepted the gift of Christ. The Holy Spirit is accepted and indwells in the believer just as easily as Christ was accepted for salvation to the believer. In Acts 19, Paul is passing through Ephesus to pay a visit to the disciples who followed the teaching of John the Baptist. Apollos was teaching to them about the baptism John the Baptist taught 26 years earlier. Apollos did not know anything else had recently occurred with the Holy Ghost on the Feast of Pentecost. Apollos had never taught anything about the Messiah. He was being faithful in what he was taught to do. This was to preach on the repentance only, in which Apollos knew nothing different. This was the message John the Baptist taught under the knowledge of the Holy Ghost. John the Baptist was beheaded by King Herod for the message to Israel. John the Baptist never lived to witness the power of Pentecost. John the Baptist spoke, "I indeed baptize you with water unto repentance, but he that cometh after me is mightier than I, whose shoes I am not worthy to bear. He shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire." Matthew 3, verse 11. Paul asked his disciples who followed the teachings of John the Baptist a question. He said unto them, "Have ye received the Holy Ghost since ye believed?" And they said unto him, "We have not so much as heard whether there be any Holy Ghost." Acts 19, verse 2.